In a news update for March, is it really already the 27th? Yep, 2024 afternoon news edition, folks. Boy, do we have some stuff to talk about today. As a matter of fact, there are people in a lot of places that are being shocked to come home to find invaders in their homes, or known as house squatters. And what these people are doing is they're coming in and taking ownership of your home. And what the law is, like in New York and in California, where they're trying this in a few states, which may spread to more states, so be aware of that. If you don't get them out in 30 days, guess what? They can take the home free and clear from you. So you need to make sure you get these squatter invaders out of your homes, or otherwise they can legally steal it from you. The way the laws are, how the laxities are, and they're doing it that way, I believe, by design and on purpose, so they can have more minorities that are coming over here that are vagrants, that are fleeing countries, to get a free home without paying for it, the mortgage on it, and they can just steal it from somebody else, like an American person like you. That's what Biden meant by letting people come in your homes. That's what they were talking about. What Obama was referring to when he was in office is that they're going to just steal your homes. Okay, and so we see this already happening in New York, this phenomena, as well as in California and a few other states. So soon it will probably be going to those states as well. Also, we found out, what's behind all this hysteria and emergencies regarding the solar eclipse coming up on Monday, April 8th, 2024. And what's happening is, they're running a dry martial law drill from what the evidence and intel that we have received is showing that they're going to run a dry drill martial law through this country during the eclipse time. And they're doing this to try it or test the water, beta test or drill. Not really a beta test because it's really a drill, but it's a drill to see how the people engage or how the people acclimate to it, which hope nobody does acclimate to it, because it's just like they did with the mask and the lockdowns. People lock down like dumbasses. It's like people will do, if they go to this, then they'll be old sheep and they'll be taking advantage of more and more and have their rights stripped away from them. Because of this drill being ahead, they believe is being launched ahead of the election, so they can try to stop the election and go into full real martial law sometime around the election or a few months before the election, because of social unrest ahead of that. And that may be what this drill is, and that's why they keep having all the security warnings. Not saying something's going to really happen in cities, not saying that a comet's going to hit anywhere, some people said that. No, but what's happening is they're getting ready to, they're doing a beta or a drill test to see if they can roll it out or try it out during the eclipse, so that next time when they do it, they'll be fully rolled out everywhere in the United States. So we're becoming more and more like the Soviet Union, or like Venezuela, just like Laughing Hyena Harris, the vice president dumbass. The vice president said that we would become like a third world country. That's what she was talking about. And that's what they're trying to do here. And while squatters or invaders are taking many people's homes, and if they don't get them out in 30 days, they can have legal residence there because of laxities in the laws that they have made to make this possible. So that's another thing they're doing to the American people that nobody's talking about on the regular news media, the fake news, exactly. Also, Trump is being barred, or being what they call locked, for saying anything against people, because they don't like him saying the truth and getting them all upset. So they made him so he can't talk about what's going on in his cases or say stuff inflammatory towards his attorneys. I mean, towards the attorneys and the judges and all, and people that are in these cases that are trying to outright slander him and sue him. So they have barred him to not allow him to be able to speak freely about that, which is unconstitutional, to say the least. But that's how corruption gets when it's not under check It gets out of control, and that's what's happening on all levels of the government and in all levels of society. So that's just another sign of how and where we truly are and how it's gotten because of lack of oversight and lack of watching and also putting a stop to it before it got to where it is right now. So that goes to show you where we are in this country as far as the nation is concerned in the eyes of God and where we are as a country as a whole. If we remain on this course, we won't be a country much longer. Also, they want to push the Green Deal for schools and for housing. But I'm going to tell you, anytime they mention a Green Deal, as you know, it's not a good deal. It won't be a good deal for the American people because it allows you to give up all your rights for your children as well as your property to the invaders that are coming in here. That's what the section is or what they're talking about referring to the Green Deal. Saying it'll be good for all, but no, it'll be good for all the people coming in more so. It'll benefit them. But won't really benefit the people that are here that are naturally born American citizens. No. But it's mainly good for them. It's a right for them to get more freebies and get, $10,000, and some people coming in over the border getting up to $90,000 a month. I'm not kidding you. I'm not making this up. I wish I was. But no, this is really true. A lot of the people coming in, whether they're from jail or whether they're from a mental hospital, or whether they're coming in just fleeing or just coming over here because they know they can get free, money. How off the knoll, off the backs of us. And of course, that's why we had a bridge. That's why we have all this stuff happening. And also to give an update on the bridge there in Baltimore, Maryland, they have not found the men there that were believed to be filling the holes there when they... When the big ship hit the bridge, and they sent six men hurling to their deaths in the icy waters in the river below, in Maryland, it was a bridge that would have about $9 million of 30,000 people would travel on it, and they would have $9 million a day going across it, so it'd be several billions of dollars in a month. So that's what they plan to lose, which will hurt a lot of places in the Northeast and also will affect prices on goods and services in some things. If it comes from that area of the United States, it will affect other places in the country to make things rise due to that. There's no timetable on how long it'll take. President Biden vows that he'll move heaven and earth to get this bridge built in no time, according to his words, his rhetoric. But we'll see how that goes. This investigation could take a week or two before it's all wrapped up. And of course, then it has to go through a lot of red tape. And of course, President Biden also vows to make sure that that there's no money or cost limitations or strings or anything holding up to get this done. That's what he assured the governor in Baltimore, Maryland, yesterday. And meanwhile, that's what all the hype is about. A martial law drill, like I said, will happen on the eclipse. That's why they're telling people that services might be interrupted. I want to tell a little bit more about this, why this is. The latest intel tells us from people in the government who I talk to, tell us that they're going to roll out, they're going to really do a drill of martial law in this country at the time on the eclipse, on the day of the eclipse. So that's why I say services and food and credit cards and electric might be interrupted in certain areas, and why the internet may not work in some areas, and that won't affect the whole country, but in certain areas it will be affected. And during it, probably in most of the places where the eclipse will be. And also, if you are flying or you know people that are flying, the tickets to fly in the blue skies to watch the eclipse off the ground, they're charging a person, I kid you not, $700 a head. So a pop. So just to ride up there for 4 minutes and charging each person $700, that is insane. To watch the eclipse, it'd probably be cool to watch it in the air, but even if I had the money to blow, I wouldn't watch it for $700 when I can just see it with a good camera and zoom in and see it on the ground just as well as seeing it in the air. I'd keep that $700 for something else, more so than flying in a plane. to waste it for a few minutes. That's just really stupid and really dumb. Especially with all the, you know, reports you hear about engines catching on fire and tires falling off of planes and everything else. It gives me more reason not to want to fly the friendly skies, because the skies might be friendly, but the planes are falling apart. So that ought to be something to think about, folks. You might go up there on the friendly skies and spend $700, but you might not come down. It might blow up while you're up there, or you may not even hit the ground. I don't know. I hope not. But anyway, that's just some of the news stories today. And of course, like I said, you know, they're censoring me still on Facebook. I'm on Facebook restriction, they call it. Every time I get off of Facebook restriction, it seems like within a few hours, I'm back, placed back on it. I don't know why, because you look at other people's posts and the same thing they're posting or something similar to what I post, they're not getting restricted, but I am. So it must be somebody coming after me that just wants to restrict me and take me off of Facebook. So probably if you want to see me, you can see me on XM Radio and see me on hear me on Spotify.fm and also Anchor.fm and a lot of other places where all podcasts are usually aggregated at, Applecast and many more, where you can hear the uncensored, unfiltered, and on XM Radio and on terrestrial radio as well. You can hear us there when we're on there on their program, on the schedule. Check it on the website. So, but anyway, just be careful out there and try not to get yourself in a bunch of trouble. Meanwhile, Israel's attacks have commenced on Gaza today. The fractions there in Israel basically want to take out all the Palestinians there. And what I mean is they say they want them to move out, but they say, but what a lot of them feel in the government there, it's not what the Israel people feel. But it's what the government, because a lot of Israel people are against this war. Because I know people there on the ground who live there that really are upset about this war. But really, they don't have the power. It's the government regime that wants to kill all the Palestinians because they want Gaza stripped for commercial and developmental interest. Which to me is really a lame excuse on why to drive or kill all those people out. To drive them out anyway, if they don't leave, they'll be killed. Or if they get dried out, they'll probably get killed in other countries too. From the map, from what it shows, that they want to kill these Palestinians, and some people feel like they want to wipe them off the face of the earth. And it's kind of like what Hitler did in the Pentecost to the Jews. And it's kind of like what the government is doing to the Palestinians is what happened to the Jews, you know, over 70 some years ago. And now they're doing the same thing to the Palestinians. So it's sort of like Israel's kind of looking like a Hitler all over again 75 years later. So, you know, to me, I'm not for that. You know, I don't think you misusing or misreading the Bible or the Torah to justify killing a race over another. I think there should be other solutions on the table before just going out and taking people's lives. Meaninglessly, I'm not for that. I never was. I never really understood how God's chosen people, if they're God's chosen people, really are godly people, which they don't seem to clearly be, they wouldn't be having this war on the Palestinians. They would be finding other ways to work with the Palestinians being there and come up with a better solution than killing them. You know, whatever happened on October 7th of last year, you know, whether they stood down or whether they had intelligent or had equipment failure, or whether that was done on purpose is what it looks like to me. You know, that's just it. More on also the tanker, the more on the ship that hit the bridge up there in Baltimore, Maryland. This just came in, saying that it could have been sabotaged by the computers on board. They said that older ship was retrofitted with a lot of newer technology that was on that ship, on that tanker, that big ship that hit the bridge, and they believe that might have been what caused the accident. Some were saying it could have been contaminated diesel fuel, but that doesn't seem to be the case now. Now that they've had gotten the black box and they were able to see what was going on, the FBI and all, has says it looks more like a computer hack that happened, and that's why it hit the bridge in the way that it did, because that older ship was just recently retrofitted with the latest technology on computer navigation and also with other guide and also backup systems. And they say it looks like it may have been hacked by somebody. Didn't say who. And I highly believe it's not Russia, even though they always get blamed for everything imaginarily. But I believe it probably could be our own government. They may have done the hacks to that ship to cause this economic crisis that we're getting ready, that we're going into because of that wreck, what it's doing and making. It could have been done on purpose by design, and they could have hacked the ship. Not saying the FBI, but other people in the government might have did this on purpose to kind of help take this country down more and more, because they want to destroy this country. It's like some people say they want to do this before Trump ever gets in there, and he may not even get in there because of all the social unrest and the rollout of martial law. They may actually end the elections and just allow Biden to stay in there, or someone else, some goon or some minion, that they get to go in there, if it ain't Biden, to continue on the presidency by stopping the electoral process altogether and the voting process, because that's what their plan looks like it may be, in roll, in motion. And that's why they're doing this drill, martial law drill, when the eclipse happens on April 8th, because they're gearing up for that. For the election is what it looks like. So that's also in the news too. So everybody, I just stay tuned. We'll have more news updates. We'll kick it to you live on XM Radio and all across the places, like we said earlier, where you can find us. Find us on Pocket Cast, Spotify, just to name a few, Apple Cast. You can even find us on Google Cast and many, many more, about over 100 some different places where you can find us. Just look up top headlines, national and international news stories, and you'll find us, because that's where we will be, kicking it hot, trying to get these out every day. This podcast is a little bit shorter, but we don't mess around when it comes to the news. Everybody have a great day. Stay safe. If you're in the line of a lot of rain coming your way, it may be some flooding rains, depending on where you're at. I talk about heavy rain starting tonight all the way in through tomorrow night. So, I don't know what's going to happen with Celebrate Recovery where we are, but we might not have it tomorrow night if the roads get washed out. They're talking about it could be in this area anywhere from 3 to 5 inches, and in some areas even more inches than that, which will flood the roads if we get that much rain, which is what they are forecasting. I'm hoping not, because I would love to go to Celebrate Recovery Thursday night. But everybody, we'll have to see what happens. The heavy rains here as well as in Virginia and South Carolina coming up. All right, for tonight and into tomorrow night. So be on the lookout for a flood. We're currently under a flood watch, which will probably change tonight to a flood warning later on tonight into tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening. All right, everybody, it's the news for right now. This is Michael signing off. In the news for March the 27th, 2024, afternoon news edition. We'll be back with more updates as they develop. In the news update.